microphone sounds good. I don't know if there's something new that's been done to it, but it sounds much better. Anyways, excellent job, Josh. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you have given us, Lord, to gather together once again, Lord God, and we appreciate, Lord, your mercy, your grace unto us this morning. We ask that you would just have your way, Lord, through these days' events, activities. May you, Heavenly Father, just be in the center of it all, Lord God. And may you receive glory for it all, Lord, and that we'd be careful, Father God, to magnify your name, Father God, in everything we do, everything we say, even everything we think, Father God. May it be, Father, for your honor and glory. Help us, Lord, now as we endeavor to look back at your word, Father God, and just get a little thought here, Father God, and study these things out. Lord, we love you. We commit ourselves. Have your way, Father, in our lives, for we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right, this morning I want to talk about the eternal attribute. Amen. Now, you all don't get, he's going to mention attribute seed. And sometimes we just get so shook up about the word seed. But the thing is that Brother Branham mentioned the word seed constantly. And he knew what he was talking about. So you should know what he was talking about. And so whenever we hear ministers mentioning seed, and that shouldn't shake us up. You should know what is being said. Don't go to the minister and give him that, what do you mean? You know? Just know exactly what you know what you believe. And the brother knows what he believes. I do not know of any brother that preaches this gospel personally, that preaches this message and believes the seed, and outside of the three stages of grace, which is justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't. They all preach that same. When you ask them, you ask them and you say, "Hey, do you believe in the three?" "Yeah, I believe that." Well, then they don't really believe what you think they believe then. So that's just your concoction. And so we need to make sure that we are not quick at the trigger to say, "Hey, they're of this type, or they believe this, or they're of this camp." No, I believe we all want to go to the same heaven. Right, we're striving to go to the same heaven, and we're all growing at different levels and different stages. That doesn't mean, you know, if somebody said something in the wrong way, but I believe they came through the same way as well. You can't skip, you know, the new birth without justification and without sanctification and without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, just because you said, you know, that you came with a seed in you. Well, what does that mean? Because Brother Branham said that multiple times. So you're going to get mad at the prophet, right? There's multiple times where he said that. What did he mean by that? All right? That's what we want to know. So I just want to lay that out right there because, you know, sometimes I feel like, seed. And we just tense up, you know? And we don't need to be doing that. As a church, we should be mature and know beyond. What is he talking about? Right? We were taught well. Brother Dale taught us well. The Holy Spirit through Brother Dale taught us well. And so we shouldn't tense up when a minister mentions seed. Actually, you should amen that. Because brother, especially if he's reading a quote. Amen. So, the eternal attribute, which is from God's thought from God's thought to manifested life. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3-5, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." All right? "According as he hath chosen us in him." When did he do that? It was before the foundation of the world. Hermano Santo, lo siento que no pueda, no habla interpretación. Disculpe, pero ahorita va a haber interpretación. "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame in him in love." Now, the choosing was before the foundation of the world. That's the eternal, see, God, of course, we all know that God has no beginning, has no end. He doesn't live in the time frame that you and I live in. What he thought from the beginning is just as done and good right now as it was back then, right? He has no, every new thought never takes him by surprise. Everything that he thinks, it's in the present for him. And that's why sometimes as Christians, it's easy for us because we're time creatures, right? We're in these bodies of time. It's so easy for us that when something takes place in our lives, an incident or a problem or something, you know, yesterday our mailbox got ran over again and knocked down for the third time in the past few years. Last year I had to replace it. Yesterday it happened again. And I thought, my goodness, this is ridiculous, right? Because where we live, it's on a curve like this, and people just drive by there, and the girl yesterday wasn't paying attention, so there goes the mailbox. And I thought, you know, it's terrible because, I mean, we have to pay, you know, about $400 for a mailbox because it's a certain mailbox that you have to, because we live in a subdivision with HOA, and you can't just get any old plastic mailbox. I wish we could. You can knock it down all you want to. You know, they only cost like $30-$40. But these are like $400 that you gotta. I've had to pay that. This is gonna be my third time now. But you know, I thought, wow, you know, this is an issue. This is a problem. But you know, if we could just think, amen, in the time, in the frame that, you know, God being eternal, amen, nothing takes him by surprise. So it shouldn't be, we should take it as, Lord, what are you trying to teach me by this, right? It didn't take you by surprise, Lord, so what are you trying to teach me? I had a thought there that I wanted to get to, and then I just kind of forgot. But anyways, let's continue reading the word. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, and you forgive me if maybe some of these slides, they're not accurate, but, you know, I created this with AI, so I apologize. But in the beginning, the infinite mind of God, all right? And so we have the eternal one, and then he had within him these attributes that he wanted to manifest, right? We know that he wanted to be a savior. He wanted to be a healer. He wanted to be a father. Amen. He wanted to be a son, right? He wanted to be all these things. And all that was in him in attribute form that needed to come out at some point in time, right? Because when you have a thought and there's something that you have in mind, right? You want it to be expressed. You just don't want it to just lay as a thought in your mind. Because in order for it to be effective, it has to come out as a thought. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you got back, Brother Dave. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Branham says this in the Smyrna churches. Down through the centuries we could go, we find a Moses, a Jeremiah, a John the Baptist, and each one of these were God's eternal thoughts expressed in its season. Right? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you are God's eternal thought expressed in your season? Amen. Right? Amen. Now you have to know who you are. Right? Because sometimes we have to know that God has his eternal thought through his word, right? And you, if you have eternal life, if you are part of this word, amen, you are the exact same thought, amen, that God had from the beginning. Right? Correct? Then we come to Jesus, the Logos. He was the perfect and complete thought expressed, and he became known as the Word. That is what he is and forever will be. Now, I'm so thankful that we can be part of that Word. Amen? That when he died, we died with him. Right. Through sharing that eternal life that he had. Amen? In that eternal life, amen, we were there with him. Brother Bram said we resurrected with him. We were there on the seashore, amen, cooking the fish with him. We were there with it. I mean, We weren't there physically, but we were there in spiritually through that life. Amen? That life connects us all. Now it says that he hath chosen us in him, in Jesus, before the foundation of the world. That means that we were right there with him, watch, in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. What a wonderful thing it is to know that he thought of you. Hallelujah. From the beginning, he was thinking of each one of you. And when he came down here to earth, he prayed for you. Oh, my. He was thinking of you the whole time. And you can find his prayer, I believe it's in John 16:17, somewhere around there. And he says, there with him in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. Watch this. I like this. That gives an eternal quality to the elect. What does? Being in the mind and thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. Right? That gives an eternal quality to the elect, and you can't get away from that. No matter how much, there was no way for you to not see the word for your day. There was just no way. Amen? And that followed you all throughout your life. Amen? Because the word has no ending and no beginning and no end. Amen? What protected you while you were a rank sinner? Every single thing that could have taken your life while you were a sinner. And yet, God protected that body of yours, held you together, amen, to come to a place exactly for you, that other thought of God, which is the Word of God, to come to you at an exact point, and they meet together, amen, and you come to a new birth. What did that? It had to be a seed, or let's just think of it, a thought. It can't have been anything else. The thoughts of God are that they're not gonna change. If he thought that Sister Regina was gonna be here in 2026 or whenever she received the word of God at her time, or in the 80s or 90s, amen, that she was gonna be a stewardess for work on with airlines and travel the world and do different things, and at the exact moment, amen, that word, amen, came to her path, that predestinated word. That she needed, amen, because she was a thought in God's mind at some point, amen. All the genes that came together, all the different, her grandmother, her grandfather, her great-great-grandfather, all those things had to come to exactly at the right point to come meet this thought for her life. Amen? For her to receive the word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what happened with you. It's a thought coming to a thought of God, amen, and something has to take place. So that's why Brother Branham would say, you see that seed laying there? It wasn't anything physical. It was the thought of God. So you don't need to get scandalized by those types of phrases. That is the attribute of God. It's not anything physical. Amen. It's the expressed, is the thought of God. And as Brother Branham, just like John the Baptist, he couldn't say it any other way. He said, as the axe is laid at the root of the tree, he was a prophet. He didn't know how else to say that. Just the same way with Brother Branham. He didn't know how else to express that something that has kept you all throughout your life. That he calls it in another place, he calls it that form of life. Now, we know we were rank sinners. We were sinners. But just as God had laid seeds here on the earth, amen, when he said, let there be, something had to spring up, right? Amen. But that seed had to be there first, right? Because it's the expressed thought of God. I just don't see it any other way. Now, we know that you had to come to a place where you had to make a decision, a choice. We know that. We know all that. But what kept you to that point that you could make that choice? That's what I want to know. Something's kept you. Because God's thought from the beginning, he decreed and he said, she will come, he will come. What kept you up to that point so you can make a choice? Because if it's just about just you making a choice, amen, then we can just glory in ourselves and say, I made the right choice. And it's not that. It's all about the predestination of God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, the mechanics of the creation is just as an architect envisions a building, amen, before drawing the blueprint. And this is a quote from Brother Branham. But there's the attribute, God's internal desire, or the quality, right? And then it has to come to a thought, right? The thought, which is the blueprint in the mind of God. But then it has to become the spoken word, right? The spoken word. Now, all these things is what was in God's mind before he said, let there be light, or let there be the trees, and or let there be the waters and all these different things. It had to eventually come to spoken word, because if it's not by spoken word, then it can't be manifested. Correct? And so Brother Branham says, now in the beginning, God dwelled alone with his attributes. As I spoke of this morning, that his thought, that's his thoughts. There was nothing, just God alone, but he had thoughts. Just like a great architect can sit down in his mind and draw out what he thinks he's going to build, create. Now, he cannot create. He can take something that's been created and make it in a different form, because God is the only one that can create. Watch. But he gets in his mind what he's going to do, talking about this architect, and that's his thoughts. That's his desires. Now, it's a thought, and then he speaks it, and it's a word then, right?
Right.
Right? And then he says, a word is a thought when it's expressed. It's a word. A thought expressed is a word. But it has to be a thought first.
Right.
Just take you for yourself. Before you speak, you have to think it. Sometimes you think it really quick, and then you speak it. Sometimes some people don't even think, and then they speak. And it gets them in trouble. Right? I'm that way sometimes, especially from behind the pulpit. A thought expresses a word, but it has to be a thought first. So it's God's attributes. Then it becomes a thought, then a word.
Right.
After it become a word, then it becomes a manifestation. Right?
Right.
Now, Brother Branham continues to say, notice, those who have tonight eternal life. Right? Those who have tonight eternal life was with him and in him, right? In his thinking, before there ever was an angel, a star, a cherubim, or anything else, that's eternal. And if you have eternal life, you always was. Not your being here, right? Because eventually this body, amen, will dissolve. Amen. But this body, amen, is going to become a glorious body at some point. This body, you're not going to lose this body. It's just going to become new again. Amen. Praise the Lord. If God gave you this body, this flesh is just part of your identity as your spirit and your soul. So you cannot lose that. You'll lose the wrinkles. You'll lose the gray hair. You'll lose the curved back. You'll lose all those things that you just desire and you go to the doctor for and have to get surgeries for and all those things. You'll lose all of that. But this is part of your identity. And because this identity was part of God's original thought. Right? So you can't lose that. Oh my, what a wonderful thing. Just as much as this was part of God's original thought. And there are some people in this life that are predestinated to lose this thought of theirs. They're going to die. Their body, soul also will die. Because you remember, the originator of all life is God. And even the Bible says in Isaiah, I believe it is, he says, all souls are mine. So the sinner out here, the vilest person in this world came from God. They live by the life of God. Right? Just as much as you came from God. But there was a representation there for you to come to at some point. right? Judas couldn't come. He could only come to a certain point, but there was not that thought in God's mind where it said Judas was going to receive the Holy Ghost in the upper room. It wasn't there. So he had to die. He lost everything that God had given him up to a certain point. So all souls are his, he says. And he has the power to give life and to destroy life. Because he's God. Right? He has the power to destroy your soul. Can you imagine not being able to come to a point where you cease to exist? Your soul never is just like you've never existed before. See, God can do whatever he wants to with his thoughts. But that soul of Judas or that soul of Hitler or that soul of, let's say, the vilest person in the world, that came from God. That came from God. All right? But there's a distinction there between the eternal quality that's in the believer, amen, to a let's say, a Hitler or a Judas, right? In other words, there's a representation there that they didn't have, that you have, right? Again, a seed, a germ, a thought. Oh, that's what Brother Branham said. That's eternal, and if you have eternal life, you always was not your being here, but the shape and form of that infinite God. Brother Branham continues to say here in another message, and God's thoughts was his word. Yes. That was with him and in him, and it was God. In the beginning, now I want you to pay attention. He says sometimes, because he said, isn't a thought expressed then becomes a word? But Brother Branham says here, God's thoughts was his word. Now, to me, that makes sense, because what was in the beginning in John 1? In the beginning was the Word. Well, what was before the beginning? The thoughts that he had of you and me, the thoughts that he had of the whole world, the thoughts that he had of that has to be the Word. Right? It's all the Word or it's not the Word. Right? So he said, God's thoughts was his Word. That was with him and in him, and it was God. Right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Word was made flesh. God's thoughts was expressed in a human body, made flesh and dwelt among us. There you are. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, bring it down further. That's you and I, me too. Right? Now, couldn't you say that was also God's thoughts, also was a Judas, also was a Hitler, right? They didn't come up with that themselves. Had to be, but they couldn't receive eternal life, right? Now, if you have eternal life today, Brother Brown says, you are in God, right? By God's being in you. You are God's expressed thought. God's expressed thought. Right? He says, then don't listen to any reasonings. Lest your crown be taken away, give to another. Don't take any reasonings from the devil. Just believe what God said is the truth and stay with that. Amen. Amen. All right. And real quickly, this is God's life. Life is eternal. In the beginning was God. He wasn't God at that time because God, he talks about how God was an object of worship and he wasn't called God because there was nothing to worship him at that time. That's pretty much what he's saying here. And in him was attribute to be Savior. In him was attribute to be healer. And all these things that we see now is just displaying his attributes, right? But watch what he says here. Now, if you were in his thinking at the beginning, if you've got eternal life, there is only one form of eternal life. Eternal life had no beginning and it has no ending, right? Right? And the question, and the thing is, if you have eternal life, right? If you have eternal life. Brother Branham always worded it this way, if you have eternal life, right? So if you have eternal life, you were an attribute of God's thinking before there was anything but him, right? Again, let me ask you a question, but was Judas in God's thinking? Was Hitler in God's thinking? Right, was the most vilest person that lives right now today, amen, was he in his thinking? Right? But they couldn't come to eternal life like you and I could. Right? Now, you know, that's we know Judas was given the opportunity to, but he rejected it. Maybe Hitler was, but he rejected it. See, that's not a for us, that part is not for us to judge. That's between them and God. At some point, amen, if they never did receive eternal life, they will cease to exist. But the sons and daughters of God, amen, there's no ending and there's no beginning and no ending for them. Amen. Real quickly, got 5 minutes. Notice how we go after the world's fire baptism. All germs is gone. Makes it a fit place then for heaven to dwell here on earth. Type now of sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Pass from this dirty, like the little woman was, into the expressed attribute of God. Speaking of the woman at the well. Now we are the sons of God. When are we the sons of God? Tomorrow? No, the Bible says now. Amen. Not we will be. We're the attributes of God's thinking. Now you say, well, look at this priest. Wasn't he a son of God? It proved that he wasn't. He couldn't recognize that. Now, this we're talking about that representation, right? Did he say, I believe the Bible? Sure, he did, right? But he couldn't recognize the expressed word of the hour.
Amen.
He only had an intellectual learning from some group that had been back before him. And it's the same thing today. See, I know that's strong, but it's the truth. There was the word as spoken exactly for that day, for Jesus' day, right? And he was a scholar, that Pharisee. Yet he was a renowned person, but he could not recognize it. Why? No matter how scholar he was, anything like that, he still didn't have representation of predestination. What does that mean? A representation that God already saw that coming forward,
right,
from the way before the foundation of the world. And if he doesn't see it in his thoughts, it's not going to come to pass down here.
Amen.
He didn't see Pharisee such and such coming to the word when the word came to him. He didn't see that. So it could not have come to pass, right? Therefore, what a wonderful thing it is that the word, amen, if you've received eternal life in your life, and if you've received this word for your day, amen, God must have thought it from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Right? And you come to it, and you saw something. You know, I only think of my life, you know, of how this word came to me when I was in Colombia, South America, and how this message came, and the way it came to me, and there was no way. I literally jumped off of a bed. I was reading Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed, and there was a question that was answered for me right there that I always had while I was in denominations and while I was in the world, is that if God knew the beginning from the end, why did he create man and he create the world if he knew that they were going to fall and we were going to be in this condition? Why? Nobody could ever answer that question. All the denominations I went through, nobody really could answer that question. And me sitting here reading a message book that I just randomly picked up out of 111 messages that I could have picked up, I picked the right one. Now tell me about it. That's not predestination. Out of all the ones that I could pick up, I picked Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. Not because it looked, the cover was the same as the other ones. Everything looked exactly the same. It was just that I went to that one. And then around kind of the first quarter of that message, Brother Branham says, he talks about this, where he had attributes that he wanted to display. And if he didn't have anything opposing him, there was no sinner to save, there was no body sick to heal, then he couldn't have shown forth these attributes. That did something to me. I was like, wow, thank you, Lord. I got jumped out of that bed, and I went running to my mom, and I went running to my dad. Mom, Dad, look what I've seen there. Of course, they were busy at the moment, so they couldn't really get into the excitement that I was in. So I just went back to the room and continued reading. And from then on, amen, something took hold. But up to that time, God was protected. There could have been times I could have died. Some life, some seed or something, some angel or something kept me so that I could come to that point.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to get to. That's what Brother Branham was trying to say. That seed laying there has to come to meet this seed right here. It's word, because what was the woman at the well? It was word that she that to the word. And it sparked something. Correct? Hallelujah. I'm having a good time. We'll continue this another time. God bless you all, saints.